slowly rolling into it and off of corner number four. It's showtime at Skagit Speedway.
Skagit Speedway, we got them racked. We got them stacked. Let's go racing off of turn number four. We are green.
It's showtime.
One car with the front of it that was junk and another car with the back of it was junk. So I cut both of them in half, took the good part of one car and the good part of the other car and welded up.
The reason why I decided to move to Sean's number and use it was just because in memory of Sean was his V8. And, I just kind of lived for racing and racing with his number just to remember him by.
Racing, and next thing you know, she's on the flag stand running the, doing flag and all my quartermate. I'm like, where did you come from?
You definitely have to want it. You can't just say you want it. You got to want it. You got to have that desire that drives you.
I hope they just, soak it all in because you don't know when it could be over, right? Mom and Dad can't do this anymore, right? We don't have the money or we can't find the sponsors, whatever it is. I just soak it all up while it's happening.
That was at Elma. This is a different track. I don't think it'll be the same thing. He's like, oh, okay, you can throw it on. We threw the GoPro on his car, and he actually did pretty good, I believe. So we're like, see? I convinced him, it's only at Elma. You can't run a GoPro. And then the next week, I believe he blew up a motor with the GoPro on, so I haven't put a GoPro on his car since then.
Well, welcome into episode number 10 of On the Gas, a Skagit Speedway podcast. Blake Anderson, Eric List here with you, and it's Skagit Nationals week with the Kubota High Limit Racing Series. Blake Anderson.
Yes, a lot of happening here at the racetrack. We're sitting out in the grandstands. It's a beautiful day. Weather looks nice. Good. We've got the facility painted, the grass cut. Now just kind of touching up around the facility, getting Victory Lane looking right. Flow Racing setting up their broadcast. If you can't make it this weekend, you can watch every lap live on Flow Racing. Tonight, it kicks off.
And I want to give a big shout out and thank you to Flo because they sent us a lot of high limit content.
They did.
That we've been using in reels and stuff. So a big thank you to them because they said, hey, you don't have to give a courtesy tag for it. Here's all high limit B-roll. So thank you to them for allowing us to use a whole bunch of footage and getting us even footage of last year's race. They have been really big and instrumental in helping the marketing side of this big event.
Yeah, and helping us be able to promote this race and make sure we get butts in seats and help promote their series as well. It's a two-way street, and
they certainly realize
that, and they've been a great partner to work with. High Limit and Flow Racing have been phenomenal to work with, so it's a good relationship and only going to grow from here. We've got some exciting things in the works, and it's going to be a fun weekend. We hope you can make it out. You can get your tickets online at skagitspeedway.com or get them at the main gates each night, but everything kicks off tonight down at Angel of the Winds Casino Resort.
Yeah, Kevin and Monica's High Roller Bowler Tournament. We were saying it rolls off the tongue so well. It really does. Kicks off 6 to 9 p.m. tonight. You can watch some of your favorite high limit sprint car drivers and teams compete in a bowling tournament. It's completely free to come and watch. You just got to come down to Angel of the Winds at Strikers Bowling Parking Garage in the garage on level 2. And then come hang out from 6 to 9. There'll be the 210 beer. There'll be food. And, again, watch your favorite high limit drivers go and compete in a head-to-head bowling match.
Yeah, I think we've got 17 teams entered. Yeah. As you said, you can get food. If you're of the age, you can work your way through the casino, do a little bit of gambling. They've got all sorts of good stuff to do there at the casino outside of the gambling, whether it's food, drinks, all sorts of entertainment. So it's a good night. Angel of the Winds, beautiful casino down there. About a half hour south of the racetrack. So an easy trip down I-5. It'll be a great way to kick off things and something a little bit different. Haven't seen a bowler tournament be done before, so that's kind of unique to Skagit Nationals, which is hopefully something we can build on.
I think so. Angel of the Winds is very excited to have us here. So when you come in, please treat their facility with respect and kindness, and it's going to be hopefully, yes, as Blake said, an event that will continue for many, many years. And if you can't make it, we'll be YouTube Live. It's going to be the first year going YouTube Live and this event as first year of this event, so work with us. But it'll be myself, Rick Wilski, who's gonna know a lot more bowling than I do.
Rick's a heck of a bowler.
And there's been work of trying to get Justin Youngquist on. Now he's got to go race this weekend, so whether he'll be able to make it or not, still up in the air.
Yeah, we'll have plenty of people.
Blake's gonna MC. I'm gonna hook you right in the board right here. So if you go and talk to any of the drivers who are bowling, we'll be able to take your live feed.
Oh, there we go. That'll be sweet. So yeah, we hope you can make it out. Of course, if you can't, you can watch on YouTube. And then Saturday, we've got our pre-race party from 2 to 4, but before that, from 1:30 to 4, we've got the pre-race show that kicks off, which is going to be really neat. You guys have an assortment of drivers that are going to be joining. You can watch live on our YouTube channel, or if you're here, step on into the grandstands and watch. If you came to Dirt Cup, it's going to be very similar setup to that. So if you're familiar with how things went at Dirt Cup, it's going to be exactly the same.
Yeah, so it'll be myself and Caleb Hart from 1:30 to 4, and then guests will join us at 2. 2 is when the Fan Fest actually opens and starts, so we'll kick 2 o'clock off with a stellar guest. Tanner Holmes will join. 2:15, we get Justin Peck and Kevin Rudine. Heath Moyle, who's the crew chief for Brent Marks, will join us at 2:30. Tanner Thorson, 2:45. Brad Sweet at 3. Rico Abreu, 3:15. Trey Starks at 3:30. And then Justin Youngquist will bring us from 3:45 to 4. Yeah.
What a way to close with JY.
It's a heavy hitting lineup.
It is.
I'm excited.
It's going to be fun. You and Caleb did a really nice job at Dirt Cup with that, and I'm excited to see what you can do here at Skagit Nationals.
Yeah.
Something kind of unique to us, I think, the way we, especially the way we go about it, is a little bit different. And really, the only other race I've seen that does a pre-race show quite like that is the Knoxville Nationals.
Yeah.
And they do 2 guests for an hour, so it's, you get a little more in-depth, where this isn't quite as hard-hitting. You guys have a lot of fun. I mean, shoot, at Dirt Cup, you guys were sampling vegan nuggets with Dominic Selzy. So
they weren't as bad as I thought they were going to be.
No, you cover them
in
enough
barbecue
sauce, and you don't even notice the difference. I'll give them credit. John had me try them one time, and I said, okay, when I was out, before I even worked here, when I was just out here calling Dirt Cup,
really?
I said, I'll give them a shot. Okay. I dipped them in Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, and honestly, if you wouldn't have told me it was a plant-based nugget, I probably wouldn't.
No, you really wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know. And I'm not just saying that so we sell them, but I, honestly, you wouldn't. I did not notice.
No, I didn't either.
You put barbecue sauce on it, you're good to go. I think it's more so that people get psyched out about it being plant-based.
Yeah.
But even Dominic said it wasn't too bad.
No.
He's the food expert. But no, I just saw just a little bit ago on Twitter posted, is Skagit having a race this weekend? It was a picture of the Trey Starks 55, which might all but confirm rumors that have been floating around on what cars Dominic would be running here at Skagit Nationals. So there's a little bit of hard-hitting news for you here on the gas.
Also, hard-hitting news yesterday, Darren Pittman will be here. That was announced in
the
Corey
Day
car.
The Myers Constructors 14. They've got a kind of an all-star lineup they've got.
No kidding.
In it for a handful of races. Trey's going to go out and run it next week at probably one of my favorite races of the year, the Tuscarora 50. I think that was on the all-star schedule for all 9 years that we had this series, and that was the favorite trip of the year, the Tuscarora 50. I love Port Royal Speedway.
It looks like such a fun track to you,
It's a phenomenal track. They've got an incredible group of people out there that work the racetrack from the top down, with Steve O'Neill, the promoter, and the voice of Port Royal, Earl Hoon, he's my long-lost brother. If you watched the Chili Bowl on Flow Racing.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
You got to see Earl and I in action, and it goes. Tyler McKim, that's setting up the broadcast over there. Tyler, we put Tyler on edge when he lets Earl and I go roam without guidelines. I think Tyler's blood pressure goes up a little bit.
As would mine.
But that's all right. Yeah. We push the envelope. We like to have fun. I think we like to get people laughing. But Earl, they're going to have a good time out there. But Trey, that'll be exciting for Trey.
Yeah.
Trey ran there when he raced in Central Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
I think he's got 25 starts at Port Royal. So a track he's moderately familiar with. And had 6-6-6. He won a weekly show there, and he also got an all-star win the night before the 50.
And then I think Justin Sanders rounds out the rest
Correct.
Of that ride. But it'll be Darren Pittman this weekend going for $126,000, the highest-paying race on the West Coast, and the highest-paying race in Kubota Sprint Car Racing's history and on their schedule this year.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. I like Darren. Darren's always been one of my favorite drivers.
Oh,
a guy that I always love to just sit down and chat with when I see him. Great family. He and his wife, Mandy, his 2 daughters. They're a phenomenal family, and it's going to be exciting to have Darren here. He now resides down in Texas and has Ultra Shield's seat company that does a lot of the seats for our drivers and partners a lot with Dave Sharpley at Sharp Advantage Safety Products. So that's really neat, and it'll be cool to have Darren in the seat back here. I think it's his first trip here since 2019.
That's what I was just thinking. It would have been an outlaw
show,
right?
Outlaw show in 2019, before the pandemic. So it's been 6 years. So it'll be fun to maybe see if we can get a word with Darren.
Yeah.
And check in kind of what culminated to get him into the seat back to Skagit.
Yeah, so we'll have no guest today on this version of the podcast.
Yeah, stuck with us.
Yeah, sorry. But we're going to get some guests tomorrow, Friday. We're trying to work some things out, so there'll be a double episode this week.
Yeah.
We'll have some maybe drivers, team owners, such and such. Still things in the work. But
yeah, we had something set up and just it fell through just on the timing. And that's
understandable. It's such a busy week.
There's a lot happening. I mean, not only are we busy, but a lot of the teams are busy out in their merchandise trailers kind of getting ready. This is kind of their reset. I mean, shoot, we got a UPS order or a delivery about an hour and a half ago, and it had an assortment of team deliveries mixed in with our Skagit National shirts just to kind of show this is working the road with the All-Stars for so many years. You kind of learn, like, okay, when you're in a place for 2 or 3 days, especially a three-day event, that's kind of your reset button.
See, I never thought of that, so it's good to know.
Merchandise trailer type setup, and a lot of setups, like, that's a place you know your window for delivery is big. So when you're going to a one-day show, it's like, shoot, it has to get delivered today. Otherwise, we are SOL. Where here, when you're here for multiple days, you can set it here and know, like, oh, if it doesn't get delivered on Wednesday, we race Thursday, so we've got Thursday to get delivered, and Friday. So if it gets delayed a day or two, it's no big deal. We still got it. So that proves to be kind of the reset, and that's why we see so much merchandise coming through. But we've got the merchandise trailers getting parked. Pre-race party of the high-limit drivers will be in those merchandise trailers on Saturday from 2 to 4. And our drivers, we've got an autograph table. They can set tables up if they want. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good time. And then, so yeah, it ends at 4. Gates will open back at 5 all night. Opening ceremony is tentatively scheduled for 7 p.m., I believe, every night, give or take.
Yeah,
obviously a little bit of how things go. And
you never know. It's wash. Yeah. It's just, I mean, I had a conversation a little bit ago, and it was with a fan, and I was like, they say it's just Washington. I'm like, but in all reality, it's everywhere. We battled this in the Midwest of, you know, with the weather changing by the hour, so it's everywhere, but we're prepared, and like you said, tentatively scheduled for 7 o'clock, so keep in tune with our social media. Lisa will be quick to get a graphic out if anything changes.
So this is the West Coast Swing. It's been, I'm not going to even count, but a good couple weeks, I think 2 weeks or so, that High Limit has been coming up the West Coast, started down in California. And you know what I found really interesting and didn't realize until I was writing the preview is, until Brent Marks won on Monday at Douglas County, there were two winners, Corey Day and Justin Sanders, on the West Coast, and that was it. And unfortunately, we won't see Corey Day, but we'll see Justin Sanders.
That was Brent Marks' first win on the West Coast, too, as a Pennsylvania guy. Obviously, Central Pennsylvania is home. Port Royal, Williams Grove on Friday, Saturdays. Now out on the road, and you'll be able to talk with his crew chief, Ethan Moyle. He's a Pennsylvania guy, unfortunately. Penn State fan. I give him a hard time about that.
Okay, so bring that up, then.
Yeah, I don't know. You give Heath a hard time, though. He's a good buddy, so it'll be fun to have him in. And you guys said you wanted a little bit different perspective.
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
You know, we've got drivers. Let's get a crew guy. And we got crew guy, owner, and drivers on our pre-race show on Saturday. You can watch live on YouTube.
And we'll do a little bit of a fan Q&A. So if you have a question for anyone, I can't promise that you'll be able to get it, but please,
we'll try
to usually give a pat the. You know, 5 or so minutes at the end if any fans have any questions to ask those. So if you have any questions of drivers you want to ask, bring them and coming out. But I don't know, you want to go through this and go Thursday, Friday, Saturday a little bit? So Thursday, Friday, or we can find Thursday and Friday because both preliminary nights, it's very similar style and format-wise to Dirt Cup. One big difference is where Dirt Cup, the qualifying order is flipped. From, you know, night one to night two, cars will draw in each night for their qualifying order. That's because the payout gets higher on Friday than it is Thursday. So we don't want to put anyone at a disadvantage for, you know, they go out high Thursday but not high on Friday.
And that was something we changed last year here. That was an idea that came up at Skagit Nationals a year ago was, hey, let's just reverse the timing order. So we tried that out, and we did it Dirt Cup this year. And as you said, the only reason we did it different this year and not doing that is because – we don't want to penalize a guy that goes out early for $10,000 to win, and then they go out, you know, late or vice versa for $20,000 to win the next night. So we're just going to say it's in the draw's hands, and it is what it is. This is big time professional sprint car racing. Get up on the wheel, but much like Dirt Cup, as you said, earning points in qualifying, heat race, and A main. And after both days, we'll total them up. Top four lock into the pole shuffle dash, and the rest go to qualifiers. And the winner of each qualifier will go into the pole shuffle and dash.
If you were to lock four cards in for Saturday now, who do you think you would potentially lock in?
Rico, I think, is going to be tough. Obviously, he showed his prowess here a year ago. I'm going to say James.
Okay.
James was tough here a year ago on the Roth ride and had a tough Dirt Cup, but came through the field. I think Trey. Trey, I think his win a year ago in the prelim was what got the monkey off his back. And obviously, we've mentioned several times he's chasing history. First driver to win the Skagit Speedway Triple Crown in 1 year. If he can get the Saturday night win, he's got Dirt Cup and the Summer Nationals, the 360 race. So we'll see if he can do that. Fourth, boy.
Yeah, see, that's where I've got my
Justin
three.
Sanders has been so fast.
Okay.
I think I know those are cliche, but, I mean, you have to go cliche because you're going with the fastest cars. I think those are my four I'll go with. Sanders, Abreu, McFadden, Starks.
Okay, that's really close to mine. I was going Abreu, Starks, Sanders. Part of me really likes potentially Tanner Holmes. He locked himself in during Dirt Cup this year. He always runs well at Skagit. He was upset Monday night in Douglas County. I think he was down a cylinder in qualifying. Not a good showing in his home track, but he always comes to Skagit and runs well. So I'll throw Tanner Holmes in there as my
bounce back race because he's had a tough West Coast swing so far. Real tough. Just hasn't had a ton of speed.
No.
So this is a place, once again, much like the merchandise trailers are hitting the reset button, can Tanner hit the reset button here because the Outlaw swing begins next week with the West Coast Outlaw swing. I imagine we'll see him a lot of those races. So if he can get back going, could be big for Tanner. He's shown he can contend with the big boys, though. I think Tanner Holmes has proved to a lot of people that he's the real deal. He can contend with the big boys.
And, oh, for sure.
I mean, he went out to the Midwest and had some good showings, and he's been fast here at Skagit. So we'll see.
Because you can make the argument, without that red flag that allowed Trey to get his fueling right during Dirt Cup, I think we could be talking about a different Dirt Cup winner. You know, it was a phenomenal race when Trey got his fueling, but if that didn't happen, I think Tanner possibly could have won Dirt Cup.
I'll go out on that leash. I'll take that bait. I think Tanner Holmes probably would have won Dirt Cup.
Yeah.
But
traffic would have been really interesting to see what happens.
Exactly. And we never know because there's a lot of outliers in there and what changes and how you get through traffic. And, you know, say we don't get that red, but we get one 10 laps later. Yep. You never know. But, yeah, say in the perfect world that race goes perfect, I think Tanner Holmes is probably tough to beat.
Yeah. But, I mean, so is Trey Starks around
Trey
speed.
I mean,
you watch qualifying, and with how important qualifying is in a format like this, I mean, Caleb Iapa in the booth. Oh, look at that. Trey Starks, quick time. Like, he can go first out. He can go 20th out. And 9 times out of 10, he's quick time.
You know who's been sneaky fast at the Skagit Locals? Jesse Schlotfeldt.
Yeah, he has been.
Jesse has been fast. He and Hunter have meshed well. He was one of our podcast guests a couple of weeks ago. You can go back and listen to that episode. But, no, it's going to be a big week here at Skagit Speedway Saturday night. $126,000 to win. I can't wait. This is kind of this is the event that we have circled all year long. Dirt Cup and this are the ones that you have circled, and it's here. Weather is beautiful, not a cloud in the sky today. It is 73 and sunny right now at Skagit Speedway and zero clouds in the sky. Jeff's been out watering.
Yeah.
We got fans in the stands trying to find their seats, getting pictures, which is neat because we have the gates open, so fans are more than welcome to come kind of mingle through the grandstands and through the concourse.
And we still have camping open, so if anyone's wanting to come camp, I mean,
I like
camping is first come,
left.
First serve. So once it's out, it is out. But come on, bring your camper. Come make it a party. Make it an event. We're going to pack these grandstands. Get your tickets online, skagitspeedway.com. And it's going to cool down a little bit, I think, come tomorrow into the 70s, but still be really, really nice.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Get your tickets online, as you said, or you can get them here at the main gates. Mm-hmm. The racing's going to be great. If you can't make it, check us out on Flow Racing. Make sure you tweet us. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook to stay live and up to date with all the happenings of Skagit Nationals.
Well, with that, unless, Blake, there's anything that I'm forgetting, I'm all good. So, again,
we will try to find some guests this weekend, though, with guys roaming the pits.
Yeah. So thanks for joining us. We hope to see you here at Skagit tomorrow, Thursday, August 28th, and then the 29th and 30th. But then join us tonight at Angel of the Winds Casino Resort from 6 to 9 for Kevin and Monica's High Roller Bowler Tournament. You're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be things of legend. It's going to be the best bowling. It's going to be
the best racing bowler tournament you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, you've heard of professional bowling, PBA?
It's not going to be even close to that.
It's going to be way better.
Way better.
Yeah. Yep. with that, thanks everyone. We'll have another episode later on this week, but other than that, we'll talk to you soon. Take care, everyone.